Say goodbye, the familiar voice strained behind him. Francesca, Seb whispered, turning his head. The grip around his neck loosened slightly. A headbutt from behind forced his vision ahead. What did you call me? She asked, pulling his arm back farther.
Oh, Francesca, Seb groaned. You sound like someone I knew.
Annie raced forward, screaming as she raised her weapon. Don't you dare hurt him! I'll fucking kill you! Do as I say, and you leave. No move. The punch in his kidney forced him to move. He felt Roja guiding him around Annie as they passed down the alleyway. One wrong move, bitch, and you'll be a splitter on the wall, Annie said through gritted teeth. Her machine gun barrels rotated, just waiting for the top of her trigger. You better calm your dog, Roja said, her voice sounding more familiar by the second.
Annie, calm down,
Seb said.
She's not gonna hurt me. She knows she's dead if she does.
You're damn right, Annie shouted, following closely behind. The three walked across the open streets, giving Seb a view of the carnage of their battle. Every building was burning or painted black from Annie's laser fire. A group of station security lay huddled dead next to a security cart with plasma holes riddled through them. The remaining pedestrians sprinted like mice between buildings, not stopping to look at what was happening. Seb wasn't sure where they were going. They were out in the open with no cover. But based on their direction, all that was behind them was the outpost's wall. When they stopped, he could hear the hum of the red barrier. I want you to remember this moment, Roja whispered. Your life was in my hands, and I chose not to take it. But this isn't over. I will come for you again, Captain Warhawk. Seb felt the release of his captor before both feet kicked his upper back. He fell forward, crashing into Annie. When he rolled to his side, he saw Roja floating through open space toward a single-person fighter. It was a UHC design, with the wings flowing into the structure of the craft, giving it a sleek, aerodynamic look. On the front were twin flat cannons that rotated nearly 360 degrees. Once she reached the cockpit, she climbed in and shut the canopy. The fighter turned and blasted off into open space. The flicker of the FTL jump allowed Seb a sigh of relief. He slumped to the ground and opened his team's comm.
Did Sister Misha and Dr. Frosk make it back to the ship okay?
Frosk is upstairs in a cabin, Nala said calmly. I gave him something to settle him down. He was an erratic mess and wouldn't stop shouting. How are you two?
Seb looked at Annie and she gave a thumbs up.
We're a little bruised, but nothing we need the tank for. Maybe something for the pain.
And the Huntress?
She escaped, but hopefully won't be a problem for a while. Annie and I gave her one hell of a beating.
Well, get back to the ship as soon as you can, so I can take a look at both of you for injuries.
Yeah, we're just catching our breath. Be there in a minute.
Seb pushed himself to his feet before extending a hand to Annie. She happily accepted, and he yanked her to her feet. As the two stood and looked at the burning structures, Annie looked up at him. Two questions. One, do you think they're going to pin all of this on us? And two, if they do, how much do you think an outpost costs?
As one shop crumbled under its own weight, Seb shrugged.
I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out eventually. On the total, though, maybe a couple million?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Seb passed Annie and headed for their ship.
Come on, let's get out of here. We've already lost enough money for one day.